Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa man facing 10 charges related to sexual abuse of at least 5 minor victims claims he can't be tried for the alleged crimes. James Hughes of Cresco, who will turn 74 on May 29th, was arrested last June on 4 counts of third-degree sexual abuse, all Class C felonies, and 6 counts of lascivious conduct with a minor, all serious misdemeanors. According to the Iowa DCI, a report filed with Cresco Police in March 2021 alleged sexual abuse by Hughes involving a juvenile Boy Scout troop member over several years. Further investigation accused him of sexually abusing 4 other juvenile boys, also in his troop, with some incidents spanning more than a decade. Criminal complaints show the alleged activity occurred as early as 2008 and into 2018. Hughes has pleaded not guilty to all charges, and his trial date is scheduled for July 10th in Howard County District Court. However, last week, his attorney, Andrew Nelson of Decorah, filed a motion that Hughes intends to rely on a defense that Iowa Codes Section 802.3 and 802.4 bar him from prosecution of all charges, citing statute of limitations. 802.3 says, an indictment or information for a felony or aggravated or serious misdemeanor shall be found within 3 years after its commission. 802.4 says, a prosecution for a simple misdemeanor or violation of a municipal or county rule or ordinance shall be commenced within 1 year after its commission. No ruling or judgment had been issued on that motion as of Friday. A trial date has been set for a Charles City man accused of sexually abusing a child. The Charles City Police Department arrested 38-year-old Charles Fisher March 26th on a charge of second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony. A criminal complaint filed March 19th indicates a female victim under 10 years old told a forensic investigator and medical staff at the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo that she was sexually assaulted by Fisher. The acts are alleged to have occurred while the child was in his care at his residence between January 26th and January 28th. Last month, Fisher entered a not guilty plea in Floyd County District Court and waived his right to a speedy trial, which has now been set for July 23rd. A North Iowa woman has been accused of not being a good scout by embezzling almost $6,000. 30-year-old Kenneka Geller of Mason City is facing charges of ongoing criminal conduct, a Class B felony, and second-degree theft, a Class D felony, for allegedly stealing money from her Girl Scout troop in Osage. According to court documents, Osage police say Geller helped start a troop in October 2021 and opened a bank account at the local CUSB bank in Osage. Court documents state one debit card was issued for the troop and it was placed in Geller's possession. Investigators say they got a tip in July 2022 that Geller had used troop money for her own personal expenses, including debit card transactions in Mason City, Manly, Charles City, Osage, and at online stores. The Girl Scouts of Greater Iowa said the total amount of funds missing, including money raised through the sale of Girl Scout cookies, was $5,971. The thefts allegedly occurred between November 2021 and August of 2022. Criminal complaints were filed against Geller this past January, and she was arrested last month. She is currently free on $5,000 bail. A pair of Northeast Iowa female juveniles are facing assault charges following their arrests on Friday. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says a 14-year-old female juvenile from Independence was taken into custody about 6 p.m. Friday. She's been charged with assault on persons engaged in certain occupations resulting in injury and aggravated misdemeanor. At 6:45 Friday night, a 16-year-old female juvenile from Independence was arrested and charged with assault causing bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor, and assault with no injury, a simple misdemeanor. Charges stem from an incident in the 2200 block of Iowa Avenue west of Independence. Both females were booked and released to guardians and will be referred to juvenile court services. For the first time in its history, Upper Iowa University is being led by a female president. UIU officially inaugurated Kathy Franken as its 22nd president during ceremonies Friday in Fayette. The Eldora native becomes the first woman to take over as president, although she's not entirely new to the position. When former President William R. Duffy transitioned to a president emeritus role, she was named interim president and chief financial officer in May of last year. Franken has been with UIU since 2008, when she served as an academic advisor to adult learners at the university's Waterloo Center. She also has nearly a decade of administrative service at the college, and after being named vice president in 2015, Franken led distance education recruitment and operations and was later named vice president for finance and enrollment management. Franken earned a bachelor's degree from Wartburg College in 1993 and a master's degree in higher education administration from Upper Iowa in 2012. Tuesday night, May 14th, our first Charles City baseball broadcast of the season on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA. The Comets will host Algona that night. First Charles City softball broadcast Friday, May 24th, when the Comets host Cedar Falls. Both broadcasts on Fab Oldies start at 6:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show and first pitch at 7 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.